With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel has carried out its largest hostage rescue operation since the war with terror group Hamas began October 7th. The military says four hostages have been rescued. They're doing well. A soldier was killed in the rescue due to heavy fire from terror group Hamas. One of the freed hostages had been one of the most widely recognized after being taken from a music festival on the back of a motorcycle. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the fighting will continue until all hostages are free. Also at SRNnews.com, officials in Walton County, Florida, have reopened beaches between Miramar Beach and Panama City Beach after a series of shark attacks along the Florida Panhandle. Three people, including a 45-year-old woman who lost part of her arm, were attacked in separate incidents at two different beaches on Friday afternoon. Red and purple flags are now flying, signifying hazardous waters and dangerous marine life. Meanwhile, in the waters off Oahu in Hawaii, a swimmer was being treated for injuries after an apparent encounter with a shark there. More bad news for the Biden administration.
A News Nation Decision Desk HQ survey released Wednesday shows more bad news for President Biden on the economic front. According to the poll, 58% of registered voters say they're living paycheck to paycheck, as standard living expenses are taking up the bulk of their monthly income. The economy was listed as the number one topic voters want to see in a presidential debate. The number increases among young voters. According to MAGA War Room, 78% of young voters make that claim.
Barney Bennett reporting. About a quarter of businesses plan to increase in-office days next year. A report from ResumeBuilder.com shows that more companies with return-to-office policies will be more strict with their mandates next year, even if it means losing workers. 86% say they're doing it to improve productivity. This is SRN News. America's moral compass appears to have changed. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, a majority of adults believe it's okay to tell a lie if it's in your own personal best interests. Large majorities also see no problem with gay marriage or with a woman having an abortion for any reason. The survey also reveals that most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player is being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a 4-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. He said he refused to show it due to religious reasons. This is SRN News. Verdicts are in from a COVID fraud trial.
A jury in Minnesota convicted five people and acquitted two others for their roles in a scheme to steal more than $40 million that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. Prosecutors say more than $250 million in federal funds was taken in the Minnesota scheme overall.
This conduct was not just criminal, it was depraved. And brazen.
The seven people were the first of 70 to stand trial. The case received widespread attention after someone tried to bribe a juror with a bag of $120,000 in cash. Defense attorneys argued at trial their clients provided real meals to real people. I'm Ed Donahue.
All 70 people are Muslim Somali nationals. The heat wave that's been baking much of the West with triple-digit temperatures is expected to continue into next week. Forecasters say daytime temperatures will reach their highest since last summer. More details at SRNnews.com.